This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The New York City Marathon is this Sunday. Technically, it's the TCS New York City Marathon, Tata Consultancy Services, because, you know, branding and sponsorship. Anyway, on a decent number of the feet pounding out those 26.2 miles will be shoes made by Brooks. They don't have the name recognition of Nike, for instance, but that is almost by design because shoes is all they do. CEO Jim Weber is the guy who trimmed down the Brooks product line. Thanks for coming on the program.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So when you came into this company in 2001, 15-ish or so years ago, you actually made the decision that you were only going to be running. Why?
You know, it's interesting because there's just conventional wisdom in athletic footwear and apparel that you have to play all the categories. And frankly, it comes from decades ago when you had to keep a factory busy. But we saw an opportunity to really create a meaningful brand that was relevant to runners.
Well, and you guys, you pride yourselves on your running technology, the shoe technology, which I, as a runner, I get, I appreciate. I will say full disclosure here, I wear Brooks shoes when I run. But to non-runners, they will hear this and say, come on, man, a running shoe is a running shoe is a running shoe. What is it that makes a Brooks shoe a Brooks shoe?
Well, you know, running is a repetitive motion, and for most people on asphalt, the trail is a fabulous place to be, but not everyone has access to trails. So most people run on asphalt. And if you think about carpal tunnel on a keyboard all day, anything you do for 30, 40, 60 minutes an hour, a couple hours, mechanics matter. So Brooks literally for 50 years has been leading in the biomechanics of human motion as it relates to running. And I would say that not every shoe is a great shoe. And I think frequent runners that put in a lot of mileage figure that out.
What do you say then when you see somebody like Meb Keflezighi, right, a leading elite runner in this country and the world, wearing something like Skechers?
You know what? Meb is a phenomenal athlete and icon for running. You know, we're huge fans of Meb. And the truth is, there's a lot of people that literally could almost run on anything and they'd be healthy and fast. Meb might be one of those guys, but, you know, we're trying
but could,
to earn.
Could he be better and faster in Brooks, right? That's the question you have to be asking.
You know, I think that one I couldn't answer, but here's the point is that for most people, it isn't about beating Meb. It's about running mile after mile comfortably and healthy and hopefully into old age. And the truth is in running, and it may be different than golf or a lot of other equipment sports, is the right shoe for you is probably not the right shoe for Meb. So that's why
exist. Whatever Meb wears is probably not right for me, but whatever.
There you go. That's the point.
It has been said that running is a cyclical business, which sort of does not compute for me. Help me understand that.
You know, I don't buy that. I think the cycles that come through every category in athletic footwear and apparel, there's a fashion element to it. There's a casual fashion lifestyle in terms of the uniform that people wear when they go to get their Starbucks coffee. But, you know, running is timeless. It's always been 40 to 50 million people in the U.S. You can more than double that globally that run for fitness. So there's cycles in the active lifestyle where people try different things. They might run more. They might go to the gym more. That's always been there, but running is timeless.
When was the last time you ran? How far did you go?
I ran 4 miles.
What kind of pace are you doing?
Oh, that's confidential.
Come on, man, give it up.
I think I'm the slowest person at Brooks, Kai. I did a 3.5-hour marathon many, many years ago, and I've slowed tremendously since that time.
Jim Weber, the CEO of Brooks Running Company. Jim, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.